Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Come on in. So excited. Come on in. Come on in to my office. I'm so excited because it's Wednesday, my favorite day of the week. I get to hang out with y'all. It's my favorite day. It's my favorite day of the week. Hump day. A lot of people don't like it, but I get to hang out with y'all. So it makes it a good day for me. Very excited, very excited. I actually have something to talk about today. I took notes. I prepared for y'all. Like I even wrote stuff down. Like, listen, I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to win it. This is a Q&A, which is lovely. It's ask me anything. You can ask me literally anything. I will answer pretty much whatever you ask. I know I was going to tell y'all something, a funny story. Yeah, we're doing an opening right now. No BS is not open all the time anymore. You can't just willy-nilly just show up and be like, I want to be a no BS woman. That's not how it works. But this week we happen to be doing an opening. And so anyway, yesterday Corinne did a sales thing. And so she was talking about me because they'll get a new member Q&A with me for the first 90 days. And she was like, yeah, and then you get Coach MJ every Wednesday. She's just like me, except she's brunette. Brunette? Have you seen me lately, Corinne? Girl, I am gray. As gray as gray. Brunette, I was like, you've seen me. I don't know. Like, would y'all, any of y'all say I was brunette? No, I don't know what she was thinking. I'm like, I'm not brunette. So here's what we're going to talk about today. I think I actually did sort of a 365 on this the other week, but I've been telling you, like, we always want to level up here. And so we've got a new maintenance course coming out. We've got a new binge course coming out. We've got the new Healthify course is coming out. We're going to do a whole course on consistency in August, I think it is. We are doing a course on, I know what to do. I'm just not doing it later this year. So we have all these new amazing courses coming out. And so Corinne has asked me to go through all of our old courses and see, like, there's stuff we don't teach anymore, like think, feel, do, and all these other things. So there's a lot of stuff, like we've leveled up what we talk about, how we talk about things, and we've moved way more into emotional eating and those sorts of things. So I'm going through to see, like, what is no longer like anything that we teach. So I've been going through all the bonus courses. And so it has been like a walk down memory lane for me. I have really enjoyed this project, just kind of going through and listening to some old stuff. And we talked a lot about used to be like in relationships and self-love and all those old courses that I'm going through right now. Just kind of rewriting the past. And I remember as a member, I had a lot of trauma with my mama, my daddy. My daddy was in and out of jail my whole life. He was, not a very good man. He loved the drug. So he grew it, he sold it, he did all the things. And he was in jail most of my life. And I had a lot of stories, a lot of abandonment issues, a lot of that stuff. So I went back and rewrote my past. And Corinne used to say, don't go on vacation in the past unless you're going to learn from it and move forward from it. So I was thinking about the end of the month because, we're almost at the end of April. We're about to move into the month of May. And then just thinking about how are you ending this month? Because I think my 365 was like, there's like 5 days left in the month or 7 days, whatever, and you can finish strong. But I mean, I want to take it a step further and I want to talk about why that's important. And I want to talk about how you can take what you learned, no matter what you did in April, no matter what you did. I don't give a crap if you didn't do nothing, just like I talked about in that podcast, but kind of how we can level it up and move forward. So, I want you to go look at this past month. But here's what I don't want you to do. I do not want you to make a list of every way you failed yourself. I do not want you to make a list of everything you said you were going to do, but you didn't do. We're not going back there to beat ourselves up because here's the thing, you can't change a bit of it. There's not one thing, you cannot go back to the decision you made on the 5th of April and do anything about it. It's done. Maybe you didn't love that decision. Maybe you aren't proud of how you showed up, but we can't do nothing about it. We can't do nothing about it. Not one thing. We can't change it. All we can do is learn from it and move forward. That's it. It's the only thing we can do. There's nothing we can do about it. And I'm going to tell you, sitting here beating yourself up over a decision that you made on April the 13th is not going to get you weight loss. I don't know a lot. I don't have certainty on a lot of things, but I know that for 100% sure. I know that sitting around beating yourself up, wishing you'd shown up different, wishing you would have done this thing different, wishing you would have done more of this, wishing you would have lost more weight is not going to help get you weight loss. That's not going to get you one step closer to who you want to be. No way, shape, or form. But if you go back and you're like, okay, how can I learn from last month? What can I do to show up a little bit differently? I want you to do these things. So, here's some questions I wrote down that I think would be really good questions for you to ask yourself. Now, this is, I don't, and this is also true if you did well. If you're like, MJ, I set a weight loss goal in April for a pound a week, and girl, I'm sitting here at 6 pounds down. It was a banner month. These still apply. I don't care if you didn't do anything, I don't care if you maintained your weight. I don't care if you gained weight. I don't care if you lost weight. This applies no matter where you are right now. So, what will push me forward going into next month? What's going to push me forward? Because remember, we can't go back there and spend a lot of time. In the past, in the way back time machine, all we can do is learn from it. We cannot beat ourselves up. Corinne always said, the past is my teacher, not my fortune teller. Just because you didn't show up last month in the way you want it to, or this current month the way that you want it to, that is not all we can do is learn from it. That does not mean we're going to do the same thing next month. It does not mean it's not a fortune teller. It's not a magic eight ball. So what can push me forward into next month? How can I scooch closer to who I want to be next month? Just a little scooch. How am I going to do it? Then what did I do well? I want you to look back at this month and tell yourself a couple of things you did well. I love that well, first of all, you didn't click cancel on no BS. And I'm just going to tell you, anybody that is listening to the sound of my voice right now, I don't care where you are, you have not given up on you. I can say that in the public, like if anybody was ever listening to Corinne's public podcast, the fact that they press play, the fact that you showed up here live, or the fact that you press play on one of my replays that you're listening to wherever you are, shows that you have not given up on you. Somewhere there is a kernel of belief that you are going to figure this out. Somewhere there's a kernel of belief. Because if not, you would be done. You wouldn't even be wasting your time. So I know if that's the only thing you can write down, I have not quit on me yet. There's one kernel of belief. I'm glad I still believe I can lose weight. Then that's one of your things. Maybe it is that you reached out and asked coaches this month. Maybe it is even that you showed up live to a call. Maybe it is that I still listen to replays. Maybe it is I got my water in. Whatever it is, a couple of things that you did well that you're like, you know what? That's going to help me get who I want to be. So I'm going to put that on repeat for next month. I'm going to add that to my rotation. I'm going to double down on that. And then what do I want to level up? Now, this is not, I'm going to do the four basics. That's my level up. No. That is not what it is. Maybe you noticed, like, look back at this month. I don't even care if you've kept data. Doesn't even matter. Doesn't even matter. I don't care. You know how you did. We do not need some big old spreadsheet in order to know. You know, if you are overeating every night at dinner, you know it, whether you wrote it down or you didn't write it down. You know if you are getting enough water, whether you wrote it down or you didn't write it down. You know that you grab that 3 o'clock snack every afternoon when you are looking for your second wind, whether you wrote it down or not. So we're going to pick one or two of those things and we're going to solve for it. So if you know you're overeating every single night at dinner, Then this month, you know what my level up is? I'm gonna eat on a smaller plate at dinner every night. I might even go to TJ Maxx and get me a beautiful plate that's gonna be my plate and nobody else's plate. And I'm gonna do that. I am gonna go get some kitty forks and spoons. So I have to eat slower at night. Those are mine. They're gonna be small and I'm gonna use those. That's my level up. I'm committed to writing to ask coaches. Whatever. That's the level up you want to do. I'm going to email MJ when I need help. Those are the types of level ups we're talking about. You know that you are consistently getting 32 ounces of water every single day. Maybe you level up to 42 ounces next month. Those are the level ups I'm talking about. I'm not talking about what I do though. I've done nothing this month. The next month, I'm going to do all the four basics and I'm doing perfectly. That's not a level up. That's pie in the sky. That is setting yourself up for disappointment. We got to start setting ourselves up for wins. We've got to start setting ourselves up for something that is realistic and doable for ourselves. Even though our brain is saying, girl, it's not enough. It's not enough. You're never going to lose weight. You know what? You're not going to lose weight ruminating, spinning out over what you did or didn't do last month. I know that for a fact. But I do know also if you increase your water by 8 ounces, you're going to give yourself a chance to win next month. I know if you serve yourself on a smaller plate, you're going to give yourself a chance to win next month. I know that for sure. All right. So here's the questions you're not going to be asking yourself. Why can't I figure this out? Why don't I want it bad enough? Why do I keep messing up? Can't I get my stuff together? Why do I always quit on myself? Those aren't the questions. It is, what can I do to move me forward? How can I implement this thing? How can I be 1% better today than I was yesterday? We're not going to ask ourselves why, because really it doesn't matter why. The why doesn't matter. Now we got to get into the how. Why we let ourselves eat every night, like it's lovely to know, but now we got to say, how are we going to change that? How are we going to level up? What do I need to do to get to that next level of me? Do you see the action? It's so much different. The why is the victim. The what am I going to do and how am I going to do it? That's going to get you into action. That's going to get you into problem solving. That's going to get you taking some steps forward. But the why is not. It's the how and the what. How am I going to get this done? What do I need to do next? What am I not doing right now that I could level up? Those are the kind of questions we've got to start asking ourselves. We have got to start looking forward because what we did last month, we cannot change it. It's done. It is over. It is finished. The only thing we can do is look at it, examine it, and ask, what can we do to level this up? Because sitting back there in our dirty diaper, being pissed off because we didn't show up like we wanted to, not gonna get us weight loss, y'all. Ever. Ever. Not one time will it. And here's the thing, inside this membership, you got people to help you. If you are stuck and you don't know what a level up is, I do. The coaches do. If you are stuck and you don't know how to get more water in, or you don't know why you keep eating every night and you really want to figure it out, you've got experts inside this here membership. If you don't know what is driving your eating every afternoon at 3 o'clock, just let us know. We will help you. I'm gonna tell y'all, I've told y'all so many times, email me with like, just help. I don't know what to do, whatever it is. Do you know how many emails I've gotten like that? A lot. And I'm able to help a lot of people that way. You don't have to have you don't have to know the perfect question. People will write into me and literally it'll say help. And I'm like, I am right here. That's usually the email that I send. I am right here. I've got you. Tell me exactly these, and I'll tell them exactly what to tell me. That's what I want you to start doing. That's what I want you to do. Okay. There you go. That's what I got. I got on my high horse. I was listening to self-love and relationships today, and I was just thinking about the past and rewriting the past and like what it did for me. And I was like, you know what? Maybe y'all need to hear this a little bit yourself. So there you go. That's what I got for y'all today. That's what I got for y'all today. So yeah. And it doesn't have to be about weight loss. Y'all, I started doing a Bible study every Monday and every day in April. And that was what I wanted to do. Like that was something I did for myself. And so, like, it doesn't have to be about weight loss. It is all about showing yourself that you can follow through with something. It's all about showing yourself that, yes, I can, do what I say I'm gonna do. Because, what was I? I was talking to somebody about urges and stuff. Y'all realize an urge is an urge is an urge, whether it's for food or whether it's for alcohol. Or whether it's for procrastinating or whether it's for whatever. So, like, if you don't want to do something and you have an urge to sit around and scroll a little more on your phone, because it's an urge to stay seated and not get up and get into action. All of the tools that you learn in OBS apply, right? They all apply. And, if you can learn how to, like, every time you learn how to work through one of those urges, or you're like, you know what? It's going to be okay. Once you get up and you get moving, it's going to get easier, like, whatever. And you have those conversations with yourself. Guess what? Then it makes it easier to have a conversation with yourself around food. So it does not matter where you're working on urges, it does not matter where you're leveling up in your life. Whenever I sit down and do my Bible study and then I give myself credit for it, guess what? It makes me feel really good. And then when I do something else related to weight loss or related to maintenance or related to an OBS, then it's easier for me to have the conversation to celebrate myself. The more you do it, no matter where you're doing it, the easier it is to do it. Which, there you go. That's easy. So we've got to start celebrating everywhere you're showing up for yourself. Whether it's weight loss related or not. So that's what I have to say. I got a little fired up. Oh, I've wanted to start taking some online courses, ASAP, because I feel being a stay-at-home mom the last 6 years have turned my mind to mush. But I'm scared. Of course you're scared. Supposed to be scared. What do you think you're supposed to feel? You're probably a little bit excited. You're probably a little bit like, we have all these emotions, y'all, and it's so lovely that we can hold them all together. So I'm scared, but I'm excited and I'm curious. And I'm like a little bit unsure about what to take. But as long as you take that first step, the second step gets to be easier. Tell me what you want to take, eh? What are you interested in? That would be fun. All right. I'm going to get to the Q's and then I'll give you some A's for the Q and A's. All right. Anonymous says, I just received a diagnosis of fatty liver disease and freaking out. I have no idea what to do, but my diet trauma is for reals. Any suggestions? First of all, just keep reminding yourself, I don't have all the answers yet. You've probably not met with a dietitian. You've probably not completed your research. It's scary because I don't know a lot. And the more I know, the less scared I'm going to be. Okay. That's the first thing you want to do to kind of calm yourself down. Also, go over to that nervous system resource page. In there, Lizzie has the How to Feel a Feeling. Somebody wants to go grab that link. That'd be lovely. Because you should be, just like I said, of course you're scared to A. Who wants to, she natural resources. She wants to continue in that field. Yes, it's something you love. Go ahead. But it's so good that Lizzie walks you through exactly how to feel a feeling and kind of move through a feeling. But a lot of times it is, especially when something's brand new and you don't have all the answers, it's like, I'm going to figure this out. There's never been anything in my life that I've not figured out. We all got here by figuring stuff out. I'm gonna figure this out too. And then the other thing, Anonymous, I would really tell you, really, is you're going to get advice from doctors, and you're going to get advice from dietitians, and you're going to get advice from nutritionists, and they're going to say things about your diet, right? Like, you need to eat these things, and if you want it to improve your health, your the fatty liver, you need to stop doing these things, or you need to start to do these things. And here's what I'm going to tell you. All of those are your choices, right? Because there are people with a fatty liver that do not follow doctor's advice. I mean, it's just true. But if you do decide to follow their advice, remember, you have all the power. They're not telling you what to do. They are giving you information, and then you are making a decision about what is best for you. That is what you need to remind yourself of. Because it's going to sound like they're talking at you. But the truth is, at the end of the day, you decide what you put in your mouth and what you don't. You decide what you follow and what you don't. Because for me, I'm a control freak. I like to be in control. And so it's the same thing. Like, I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me, you have osteoporosis. You need to increase your vitamin D, you need to increase your calcium, and you need to blah, 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 and do weight bearing exercise and all that. At the end of the day, I get to decide if I want to prioritize protein. I get to decide if I take my calcium supplement or not. Now, I do, and I love my reasons for it. 100%, I love my reasons for it. But I have to decide. That's me. I get to decide what's right for me. Oh, thank you, Leslie. Y'all take such good care of me. So look at that. And then, I love how she's like, I'm scared right now, and that's okay. It's I get to be scared. I don't have to fix this. And then, you just keep working through. And then that'll be really good too when people tell you what you can and cannot eat. Because at the end of the day, it's you. You're going to do what's best for you. And I know that it is reversible for some people. And you're going to make the best decisions for you. You're going to make the best decisions for you. Susie, I know intellectually that moderation in life is an advisable way of life in most areas, but I cannot seem to act with moderation in eating, drinking, shopping, etc. Is there a way to work towards mo a moderation mindset? Yes, with those tiny little level ups. So, it's the same thing. Like, it, can I just, Susie, can I just leave one bite behind today? That's where it starts. Because probably in your mind, moderation means cutting out a lot of things. And I would pick one area, like shopping, eating, drinking. Like, don't try to change it all at once. Like, seriously, any step, any scooch you make toward the version of you you want to be is a scooch closer than you were today. And it takes all those little scooches to get you where you want to be. So just decide, like, what one area feels the easiest, really? How can you set yourself up for success in that area? And what can you do to make it a little bit easier today? Just like we talked about at the beginning. So for today, can I just leave a couple bites behind? Can I just today, like, wait on hunger? And then y'all, I mean, I'm gonna tell y'all the best way to use Ask Coaches or to use me or to use Facebook is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when you've got that urge to eat and you don't know, like you're like, I have this urge to eat. Take a minute, type it into Ask Coaches, shoot me an email. A lot of times, even just getting it out of your brain as you're going through it is a stopgap. So same thing. And I'm doing, Susie, I'm doing 30 days of no shopping, no spending unless it's necessary. And oh, a couple things have been necessary that maybe, I don't know. I'm doing 30 days. We'll see how it goes. I started the other day because I don't wait on the first. I just started. I started on the 25th. 30 days of no spending. There's that. Unless it's necessary, unless it's needed. And turns out I need a lot of things. More than my husband thinks I need. But I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm doing the best I can. Not great, but doing okay. Let's see. I'm feeling scared. I've been dealing with up and down weight almost to my goal of Wonderland for over a year now. I get within 1 pound and F it eat. Well, today I'm at 201. How can I get the 1.1 pound off to get to Wonderland? Okay. First, we want to figure out why you are like, What is going to be the difference between 201 and 199? What is it going to take to maintain that? And then ask yourself too, Anonymous, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of once I get there? Because a lot of times it is like, then it's going to get serious. Maybe you've had trauma around that 199. Like maybe you've gotten there a bunch and then regained after you got to 199. Tell yourself how this time is going to be different. How's it going to be different this time? What do I really need to change in order to get to that 199? And then email me, Anonymous, email me. Email me and I'll help you get there. But really look at the habits, like really write down what will it take to get me there? Because you probably have got a story in your head that it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, and it's probably not as difficult as you think. But look at the story you've got around it and what it means once you get there. Because I bet there's something going on there. A lot of times, whenever you've got a number that you really can't get below, it's because you have a story about the number before and then the number after. And what happens? I've done in private coaching, I cannot even tell you how many people have signed up for private coaching. In to get past the number, and how many I have helped so many people get past the number, whatever the number is. Pam said her brain had a freak out a couple months from 301 to 299. I know it's like so crazy. It was just a mental block that you had to work through. Yeah, it's all right here. So we got to uncover what the story is that you're telling yourself that either would happen once you get to 199. Or what you're gonna have to level up once you get there, because that is where the beauty is. And email me. I love helping people get past the block. I simply cannot get any rest if I drink 64 ounces of water. I have tried the entire month, but I'm literally up every hour at night to pee. How do I determine how much water you actually need? I will tell you, Gina, it gets better. The more you drink, the easier it gets. Now, I would say, bump it back. See if you can get in water even earlier. Like your stop needs to be like whatever time you stop drinking water now, back it up an hour and see if that is helpful. See what you can do. See, here we go. Like if 64 ounces is the goal, you got two goals, sleep and 64 ounces of water. So the question is, how can I achieve that goal? What can I do in order to get my water in early so I can get my sleep? Lisa said she drinks the majority of her water by one or two. And I still get up. I mean, you're getting up every hour. I get up twice still to go pee. Yep. And usually my bladder's waking me up at 5:30 in the morning too. That's why I just go ahead and get up. I'm like, well, it's so close. I'll just get up. I just hit 66.1 pounds down from the end of May 2025. Oh my God. Love it. I'm still having some mental restriction, like I shouldn't eat that, even if I try to plan for it in a few days. And if I do, I feel like, well, now I need to exercise just a little extra. Not that's a bad thing, right? How can I just not feel like crap eating some of my favorite things occasionally? I need a couple of ideas to continue reassurance, a little celebration that feels genuine. Ugh. Yes, I get that. So it really does take practice. And I would just keep reminding myself, Jen, that's just the old diet thinking. I have been told that the only reason I keep thinking this is because for so many years, I was told that it was wrong or it was bad or I couldn't lose weight if I ate these things. But here I am, 66.1 pounds, and I ate it anyway. Keep reminding yourself of what is true. Because in the past, the other thing was true. It was very true to you. People told you that. You believed it. It became your belief system. A belief is just something that we've thought over and over and over again. The only thing a belief is. And a lot of times, a belief feels truer than a truth. Because it's so like it's been said so many times. It's like we feel it in our spirit. It like lives within us, right? Like it feels like even truer than true. And it just takes a long time to unwind that, especially if you've been telling yourself that same, singing that same song and dance for years and years and years. It's just like, I keep, there you are again. You keep coming up, but thoughts are going to keep coming up, y'all. It's just how much stock do you put in them? Because right now you're spending a minute on it. Like you're spending a little bit of time and you're buying into it a little bit. But now your next level up in your thought work, Jen, is I knew you would come. Every time I have something, I knew that would come. Here you are. Doesn't make you true. It's just a thought that I think. And it used to be very true, feel very true. But now here's what's really true. So I want you to try that. Let's see. Etta said, I made a small goal of waiting for hunger for snacks. It's getting easier and I'm doing it more often. I love that. How do I decide when it's time to make the next small change? I think it's fine. If it is like, if it feels like, okay, like a one is like easy. I about got it on lock right now. And maybe a four is, it is like, you know, pulling teeth to get me to do it. If you're like a one or a two, maybe you can add something in. But I love that you did that. See, and it just got easier. I bet it felt really hard at first, didn't it, Etta? I bet it felt hard and I bet it felt difficult. And I bet that you, it's not like the first time was probably harder. And then the more you've done it, it's just gotten easier and easier. That makes me so happy. And then I love it. You know, Etta didn't do it perfectly. She's over there messing up sometimes, you know, not doing it perfect. She's like, I'm staying on the path, MJ. Like, that's really what it takes. It's the willingness to try, allowing it to get easier. And then if you don't do it right, well, shoot. We ain't all perfect. We can't be perfect. So I love that, Ed. I love everything about that. I'm having some big scary thoughts about needing a total hip replacement. Total hip replacement from your physical therapist. Your neighborhood physical therapist back in my day is the easiest surgery to recover from, honestly. I was talking about that with my friends last night. Were you there? You knew we were talking about it. Yeah, we were talking about hip replacements because my friend's sister is having a knee replacement, probably right now. And I was like, oh, don't love the knees, but hips, not bad. Really trying not to eat over it. Are there any courses that would help with anxiety, fear? I'm especially nervous about the anesthesia. I've been working with a counselor to help with this too. I don't want my anxious brain to derail my progress with my weight loss. Okay. I mean, as somebody who has gone through about every bonus course we've got, you could look at self-love. I like that course anyway. Let me tell you what else you could do. You could do like the emotional eating course, because it really does help you figure out how to like really deal with emotional eating and how to kind of calm your nerves, so that you're not always eating over it. And the other thing, I'm gonna just tell you, iPhone, I would do. I would literally live over on Kathy's resource page over there. What's it called? Why can't I think? Nervous system resource and meditations page. She got some meditations over there. I would literally just be going through those things and learn really learning how to like calm your nervous system down. I'm gonna tell you something, you'll do great. Jackie said hip and knee replacements are life-changing. Yes. Oh, you did a spinal rather than general anesthesia. I'm gonna tell you, I went to when I was in PT school. I got to go into surgery a couple times. So I actually saw a hip replacement very live. And then I saw a heart bypass and a mitral valve replacement. That was fun. That was neat. That was a lot of fun. And it's cold in there. It's cold in that operating room. Oh, she was sick from general anesthesia. She got a spinal. She's just being a baby. You're fine. Listen, it's scary. You know, I mean, I even had like, you know, I had my shoulder done, my rotator cuff, and then I had to have a manipulation after that. And I'm gonna tell you, it's scary because then you're gonna wake up and you know you're not gonna be able to do what you want to do and whatever. And it's scary, you know. I mean, it really is, and it's inconvenient. It's very inconvenient. Anonymous said, I was put on a diet at 5 or 6. Now at 65, I feel like I deserve to eat what I want, and or that I'm trying to prove I can eat what I want when I want. You can eat what you want. Nobody's taking that away from you. You're just gonna wait for hunger. That's it. And then here's the other thing. I want you anonymous. A lot of times what happens is you think about, I deserve to eat what I want when I want, but I want you to tell me what else you deserve. You deserve to go to bed proud. You deserve to lose weight. You deserve to fit into, be comfortable in your body. You deserve to fit in seats comfortably. You deserve to fly without an air extender, right? One of my big whys was I wanted to walk straight down the aisle of an airplane and not have to turn sideways. You know what I mean? You're gonna love next month when we talk about all of our whys, but you deserve a lot of things. Food is one of them, but there's a lot more that you deserve. You deserve a lot of things. Shorter term. Pam, look at Pam coming in with the win. I deserve to feel well after I eat a meal. Girl, you right about that, Pam. Preach, preach, Pam. But a lot of times, we don't really look at what we really do deserve. And food is a piece of it. And you know what you really deserve? You deserve autonomy over what you eat, which was not given to you when you were on a diet at 5 or 6. You're in control now. You get to decide what's best for you, nobody else. And it's also creating some safety because probably a lot of it comes from that scarcity fear of like you were probably hungry and weren't allowed to eat when you were little. I know I was. My mama would always just say, drink some water, you'll be fine. Have a tab. Go in there and get you a tab. You'll be all right. Or even later, go eat you a few snack whales. You'll ever do that? Like it just all coming like a vision of my mama standing in her house being like, go in there and get you a tab. The worst ever. Yeah. And it's fear. And it's like a lot of it too is that safety of I'm just scared I won't get food. And I'm gonna feed myself now. It's that reassurance of I will feed you. You don't have to be hungry anymore. Nobody's gonna tell you what to do, right? Like, I mean, I joke about it, but really, it is honestly, it is like this, like you've got to calm yourself down, like on that nervous system resource page about like, I'm doing start again. We're talking about just kind of recognizing when you've had enough. And I was talking to them about stopping at enough. Also, you've got to trust that you'll feed yourself when you're hungry again. And like for you, Anonymous, it might even be you, even at the end of every meal, saying, I am so glad I'm able to take care of me now. Or when you start, I don't have to starve anymore. I can eat when I need to eat. I can take care of my body like I want to take care of my body. Just that constant reassurance of, I've got you. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. I know I ignored you for so long because I'm just going to tell you, our bodies, that what's that book, The Body Keeps the Score or whatnot? We carry those traumas around and our bodies want to keep us safe and it lives on high alert all the time. It lives on high alert. And when we've ignored it for so long, we trigger our own body by not eating. Or those thoughts, that panic thought of like, oh my God, what if I don't get food? And then it's like all of those thoughts, just like the tab thought just came back to my mind. What comes back to your mind is when you were 6 years old and you were hungry and they wouldn't feed you because you had to lose weight. And it's like you've got to reassure that 6-year-old version of you who didn't eat, like, I got you now. I am 65. I am a grown ass woman. And I have got your back. I have got your back. You don't have to worry. Ain't nobody gonna take your food away. I got you. And it really is from a place of love, and not a place of like getting back at whoever, at your mama or whoever else. But it is just really important to build that safety. And I know I joke and I am a do line. If y'all want to know what to do, I'm your girl. I got all the tricks and tips up my sleeve, but there really is a lot to be said about creating that safety with yourself. Oh, Fresca. I don't, it's not sweet though, is it? The Fresca. I don't know if I like that. Okay, there are no more questions. I have talked, I have preached. Y'all get your questions in. Ask me some questions. I love Fresca, hint of grapefruit. I don't know. I mean, usually I'm not a grapefruit fan. Now, Get Fit with Rick, I was all about that, but the grapefruit, not so much. Not so much. Y'all ask me all the questions. What do you have? I mean, I can just fill you in on me. I'm taking Mahjong lessons on Monday. Who plays Mahjong? Anybody play Mahjong? I'm super excited about it. I know what I told my daughter. I said I'm moving into my old lady phase. And then, oh, next month's focus. I'll tell you about all the month's focus. I got it, girl. I got it all. I got it all. Okay. May, finish what you start. So that is already a bonus course that we have, but we've never gone through it as a membership. We just like threw it up there on the website. It's all about your whys. Why do you want to lose weight? And how are you going to keep going when things get a little hard? So there's that. June is Healthify. Brand new course. It's being written by Christy, Coach Christy, and Corinne. It is all about kind of the food and nutrients and all those things. It's going to be amazing. Cannot wait. I've not even seen it. I'm super excited about it. July, we are doing a challenge with fabulous prizes yet to be determined by yours truly. Drop it like it's hot. It's Corinne's birthday month. So we are going to lose weight in July and we are going to give it to her. We used to call it the gift of fat. If anybody has been around for a while, I ain't got no secrets. I really don't have any secrets right now. August, Lizzie is writing a course on consistency and how to be consistent, and what gets in the way of being consistent. September, Betsy is helping write a course based off of our most given out resource in the membership, which is an hour long like a training that Corinne did a long time ago. I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. So we're going to turn it into an actual course, which is going to be lovely. And then in October, we are going to do Start Together as a membership. We are going to do the four weeks of Start, the actual START. I am working on that because Start, I love Start, but it's going to be amazing. It's not going to be the 8 week thing that we did. It's going to be like 4 weeks because I love the START. I love that. And then November, we're going to do holiday focus. In December, I have no idea yet. I'm working on that. But that is what's coming up now through the end of the year. Got lots going on. Yeah, camp is coming. Hi. I don't know when virtual camp starts signing up. Yeah, I know we got a lot going on. That's why I'm really going through our old stuff and like we're gonna do like a clean out and a swap out, like swapping out your clothes for seasons. You know, like whenever you get rid of your winter stuff and swap in your summer stuff, because there's some stuff in there. I'm listening to it and I'm like, we ain't taught that. And I don't even know. Because we want everybody to be kind of on the same page. And this stuff that we haven't taught in a long time. And I'm super excited. So that December, it might even be like a class that we get rid of because and then revamp, you know. Sarah. Oh, this is a good one. How do you handle overeating at family events? Oh, there's Kathy Hartman. Hey, Kathy Hartman, how's it going? Look at Kathy and Kathy. Oh, listen, don't forget, Kathy Hartman is getting certified in EFT slash. Did you hear me, Kathy, talking about nervous system stuff? I hope you did because I swear I channeled my inner Kathy. So she's getting certified right now in EFT, which is tapping. And I'm going to tell you, I am not the woo girl. I'm not your woo girl at all. But Kathy, I actually coached with Kathy's tapping coach for a while. It was so helpful to me. I did not know anything about tapping, but I did coach with her for about 9, 10 months. I worked through a lot of stuff in my life. Like it really was like so helpful to me. So now Kathy is getting certified in tapping. And so she is going to start doing membership calls because I didn't realize this, y'all, but if you get on a call that somebody's getting tapping, somebody's tapping, you can tap along with your own thing in mind and get the benefit of tapping. What? So crazy. So anyway, we've got two calls already scheduled in May. Kathy's going to pre-select for those though. And then what she's going to do on the call, it's going to be so good. Like the first 10 or 15 minutes, she's going to talk about tapping. She's going to talk about the benefit and how you can tap along with the person that she's going to be tapping with and how to kind of insert your own thoughts so you can get. So it's like a group tapping call. It's crazy. It's going to be amazing. And then, so for 45 minutes, she's going to tap with the member, but you can be tapping along. And then the beauty is, because you get recordings of everything, like she's going to teach you how to do it. And so you can even go back and rewatch it, like as things come up for you, and then tap along with it. Oh my God, it's amazing. Not to be confused with tap dancing. Thank you, Jackie. Very true. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So yeah, next week Kathy is going to put a post in the Facebook group up if you want to be her person. And not to be confused with tab. I know. I'm so glad y'all are clarifying this, but it is going to be like amazing. Oh, it's not going to be a tap dancing lesson with Kathy. It's fun. But tap dancing can be calming. It can be. It can be. But this is not the type of tapping we're talking about. But it is really interesting. Very interesting. I know I had a core memory. One of the main things I got out from my tapping, I had a core memory of being left by my dad, which did happen. But she had me tap and do this stuff. This coach did. I'm going to tell you something. It changed my whole perspective on a lot of things. That one session in particular. Was so good. So yeah, you would fall down a net. You're not allowed to tap dance or stand on a net fell off of her countertop. You ain't got no business climbing on your countertop a net. Yeah. She fell off of her bike. Yeah. I went to my friend's last night to we port sat for a while, and my friend's whose house it was at, she had these she falls all the time. She had these napkins, cocktail napkins, and it said, "Let's get ready to stumble." That was funny. All right. Sarah. Oh, here we go. I got off topic when I saw Kathy. How would you handle overeating at family events because of being uncomfortable in that group of people? So here's the thing. Here's the beauty of it, Sarah. You already know what's going to happen because you've met these people. You know what triggers you. You know what they're going to say. And so you can prepare for that ahead of time. What are you going to think and feel? Like, I really want you to almost like play it like a movie. I'm going to go in. Here's what I'm going to think. I'm going to think that they're thinking whatever. Okay. Or they might even say this thing. But here, like, I don't know what they'll say, but here's what I know they're going to say. Here's how I know I'm going to feel. And then here's the other beauty of it, Sarah. Come up with like an escape plan when things start to get antsy for you. Maybe you just excuse yourself and go to the bathroom. Maybe you just walk into another room. Maybe you act like you've got a phone call and walk outside for a minute. So you can go ahead and plan exactly what you're going to do, what you're going to think and feel. And then also come up with like a little protocol, Sarah, of like, here's what I'm going to do. We've got a holidays course under bonus courses on the website, which is so good to go through because we talk a lot about relationships and how to handle like family relationships. So if you've got time and you want to go through that, that would be great to go through. Great to go through. It works for family vacations, holidays, like all that kind of stuff. It's so good. And then, like, so we even talk about in there, like, maybe it's like, I'm gonna get my water in before I go. Whenever I serve myself, I'm gonna leave white space on my plate. Then I'm gonna take 5 minutes before I ever go back for seconds, things like that. But that is what, you wanna kind of plan ahead for all of that. But that holidays course, I'm just gonna tell you, it's, it says holidays, like, so we think like Thanksgiving, Christmas, blah, blah, blah. If you've got a family vacation that you are bringing your adult children on this summer, and all the grandbabies, and maybe extended family, and a big old house for a week, you might want to take the holidays course. Anytime where you're going to be around family that you know trigger you and whatnot, such a great course. Like I used to always recommend it for my clients going on vacations because it is such a great, like it applies to so many things, vacations and holidays. So go check that out. Anonymous says, how can you start to feel safe enough to lose the weight? Not physically safe, but mentally safe. I believe this is something that I need to do in order to release some weight. Yes. So if you've gone through some trauma in your past, and private coaching is in the cards for you, I would 100% recommend it if you are able to do that. Okay. Absolutely. That would be like top tier, level one, really work with you. Figure it out for yourself. Like that's where I would start. However, we still have a lot of resources inside of No BS. Again, that nervous system resource page that Kathy put together for us, it is such a great way. It's all about how to create safety. It's talking about nervous system regulation, which is exactly what you're talking about. So many tools in there that you can use. Also, if you go on the website under video coaching and then video replays, just type in Kathy. She does a call every month, how to feel the hard stuff without overeating. And she goes through a lot of nervous system stuff on that page. So there are so many resources and places for you to start. But just like I was talking about a minute ago with, I can't remember what her name was, but about her deserving to overeat and just that. And I even said, like, I'm so glad that I'm listening to myself now. Like, all the times that you can reassure yourself is such a great place to start. But like I said, we have all of those resources available to you. Let's see. Caitlin said, any advice on how to start looking into tummy tuck and loose skin? I would honestly go through the self-love course because it really does talk about how to love yourself kind of where you are right now. Because when you are, because I did have a tummy tuck, I had a breast lift and I've had a tummy tuck and a reduction. I had all of it. And you think, you know, you're still going to have a different body. You're still going to have scars. So it's very important that you learn about what self-love is and how you're going to look in your at your body with all the scars. Yes, my stomach is flatter, but I've got a scar almost all the way around my body, like to the other back side of me, right? Yes, I've got perkier boobs now, but I got a big old anchor, you know, scar on my breast. Like it is not. I don't look like, you know, Farrah Fawcett on the other side of it. You know what I mean? Speaking of tab, Farrah Fawcett. It is all about what do you say about your body now? What are you gonna say about your body? Because, you know, until we start to love our bodies, and accept our bodies, I think there's such a difference between I accept my body like it is, there's nothing wrong with me where I am, and then also standing in the mirror being like, you know, a hot mama. Like, I think that we think we either have to be, I hate my body or I'm a hot mama. But I think there's that middle ground that a lot of us have to get to about, you know, how we talk about our bodies, what we think about our bodies, what we allow ourselves to say about our bodies. Because, you know, it is, I mean, I can go in the mirror and pick myself apart. We all can. But how do I accept my body for the way that it is now? And I think that is so, it's so good. That's where I would start. Sometimes when I ask myself what I need, the answer is something I can't give at the moment. I love this. For example, I'm tired and I need to rest, but I can't rest because I have 3 hours of meetings. So that question doesn't make me feel better because I can't give myself what I need. What is a better question I can ask in situations like that where I can't give myself what I need in that moment? Like for sleep, this is such a great one. I'm so glad I know I need a rest, but I just can't give myself that right now. So what can I give myself? I could just take a deep breath for 5 minutes, just sit here and just close my eyes and recenter myself. I know that I'm going to give myself exactly what I need when I can. I can't do that right now. But it's so good that I know what I really need. I don't need food. I don't need whatever. I just need rest. And I will give myself that the moment that I can. That's really what it is. I mean, it's like, because we all can't just, stop, drop, and take a nap. It just can't happen. So it's like just acknowledging, I'm so glad I know what I really need, and I will give it to myself the minute I can. But for now, I can just sit here, maybe turn on your favorite song before my meeting starts. And I'm just gonna sit here. I've been talking about I put my head on my nap, my head down like I'm in kindergarten, and I take a 5 minute, like I just close my eyes for 5 minutes before, like whenever I have a minute. That's the kind of stuff you can do. I can't give myself the full nap, but I can give myself a mental break right now, a mental rest. I can't seem to follow doable hunger. It's a high stress time and my hunger feels insatiable. Yes. Okay, now here you go. I'm gonna separate the two. Your emotional hunger feels insatiable. Okay. Physical hunger is physical. Where is it? I got all my this finding enough week five of start. If you want to go back and listen to it, finding enough without forcing yourself. That's what we're talking about this week in my start group that I'm going through right now. But we talked a lot about like physical hunger is your body saying, I'm good, like physical enough. I'm good for the next 3 to 5 hours. Like I'm good. I don't need any more food. But emotional enough is what you're trying to do to decrease stress, to feel like connection, to not be bored anymore. Those sorts of things are what you're trying to solve. Also, if you're in high stress, it's the same thing that goes on the hungry side. Like you have physical cues of enough, but you have probably for a very long time stress food, right? Like I eat, that's what I do. So what happens? You feel stress and your body is like, Anonymous, girl, I've got you. I know how to solve this. We've been solving stress for the last 20 years with a candy bar. Girl, you didn't have to worry about it. Come on, let's go get a candy bar. And then that is what you end up grabbing because that's what you've always grabbed. So now you have to slow down just for a minute and say, okay, I know I just ate. What do I really need right now? It's a great time to do the on the clock method, which is drink water, like 16 ounces of water. And just wait 15 minutes. And then, if you're still hungry, you can eat. But a lot of times, just getting some space away from it, recognizing that I know I am just needing a stress relief right now. I know I'm just needing a break right now. I'm not actually hungry. And sometimes it's just the awareness of what do you really need is just enough. So, try that this week. Do we have a self-talking course? No, we do not. We do not have how you talk to yourself. But some of that is in self-love. Whenever I said, ask me some questions, I ain't gonna be able to get to all these. Good gravy. Y'all tore it up over here. I'm recovering from a total hip replacement. What can I do to stay the course? Great question. So here's the thing: hip replacement or no, you've got doable hunger. Which is lovely. And I always tell this story about one time whenever I had bursitis in my knee. I was a member and I asked Corinne a question. And I was walking at the time and I had bursitis. I could not walk. I was like in a hot mess. And then she told me the same thing. She said, you've got doable hunger. And then she said, the time that you were walking, that you were kind of up doing some stuff, she said, I don't want you to get rid of that time. Just because you can't do it right now. I want you to, that is still your exercise time. So if it's like a 30-minute walk, still your exercise time, but it's going to be mental exercise. So you're going to journal or listen to a bonus course or listen to a replay or whatever it is, listen to a podcast, whatever. And so she said, just keep that time. That is still exercise. It just looks different right now. And I will tell you, I did that. It was 2 weeks. I was like, that was the most weight I lost in 2 weeks. In the whole time I was a member, I had the most weight loss in those 2 weeks because I thought, I know what I can do. I knew I needed to get up and move some. So I was like, I'm going to get my water in because that's going to force me to get up and go to the bathroom. And then I'm not going to eat over this knee, my bursitis. I'm just not going to. I'm gonna wait until I'm actually hungry and I'm gonna stop it enough. And that's exactly what I did. And I lost more weight than I've ever lost in OPS in 2 weeks. But that's what I want to tell you. Like, it does not, the hip replacement, remember, you're gonna be wanting to eat over boredom because you can't get up and do like you did. It's giving yourself something else to do, recognizing that this is just emotional. It's emotional right now. I'm just sad that I can't do what I used to do. Or maybe you get some FOMO because your friends are going to go do something and you're just not ready to get out and about yet. Maybe you're feeling helpless a little bit because somebody's having to drive you around, maybe fix your meals. Start to name those emotions. This is the only reason I want to eat right now is because of this thing. And then the truth of the matter is, even once you know it, even if you give yourself permission to eat, you're doing it eyes wide open. You're doing it eyes wide open. That's what we want to do. Like we did start, we're doing start. Think before you eat. Sometimes you think and you're like, I know I'm just bored. And then sometimes you still choose to eat, but you're eating from eyes wide open. No more eating in the dark. No more covering our eyes and being like, I'm just going to go eat. No. If I'm choosing to emotionally eat, by God, I'm going to own it. I'm going to at least get that awareness of what is going on. Such a great question. Good luck too, Stephanie, getting recovering from that. Oh, Susan is traveling to a conference today. Can you give me some tips to stay on track while out of my normal routine? It's the same thing, right? You're out of your normal routine. I love to plan, like, at dinner, I'm going to have one or two good foods. The rest are better and best. Like, I like to set myself up that way. If you're not a snacker, Susan, you're not a snacker at a conference. I will tell you, when I'm away with no BS, all of a sudden I get hungry midday. I am like, you don't snack in the middle of the afternoon. You have the same stomach, the same brain, but it's just, I'm tired. I know I'm tired. I'm like peopling, a lot more peopling and whatnot. And it wears on me. And then in the middle of the afternoon, guess what happens? My brain is like, girl, you need a snack. I'm like, MJ, you don't snack. You don't need a snack. Same thing, like when I go to the beach, like Cheez-Its. Y'all know I love a Cheez-It. But anyway, I go to the beach and I get Cheez-Its. And then I'm like, I should pack some Cheez-Its to take as a snack on the beach. I don't snack. Like, you have to remember who you are, right? Like, if you are a 3 o'clock snacker and you know you're always hungry at 3 o'clock, maybe you will be. But realize a lot of times at a conference or at like camp for me, whatever, it's like it's I'm tired, I'm emotional, I've peopled, I need a break, like whatever it is, like really remember who you are in those moments. Let's see. There we go. Liz said, what resources are out there about the Future Self worksheet? I really can't remember what's out there, and I'd love to really focus on that. I'll tell you, hold on a minute. It could be embodying your future self, is in Self Love, Lesson 9. And then I think, I saw one yesterday. What did I do yesterday? It could be in breaking diet thinking, maybe. Let's see who. No, that's not it. Oh, there's a rewriting your diet. Oh, thinking like your future self. Lesson 10, breaking diet thinking. There it is. Under the it is under pathways, and it's under the understanding my thinking pathway, Liz. I knew I just saw it yesterday. I was like, where is it? Let's see. December could be framed around how to ask the right weight loss questions. Oh, I love that, Gina. I love that. And I will tell you, today I was looking through this. The question behind the question. It's a workbook that goes with a book that I read a long time ago. And this is a workbook about asking better questions. I'm gonna put that on my note. That's good. That's a good one. Rhonda said, "Is there a course you would recommend for the last 5 to 10 pounds to lose? I'm up and down for the last few months, getting 5 away from goal and not breaking through." I would go ahead and take the maintenance course. Even better yet, Rhonda, this is what I would do if I were you. If I were you, Rhonda, which I'm not, you get to do what you want to do. I would go ahead and join the maintenance group because Lizzie is writing a new maintenance course, but she's been testing the material out in the maintenance group. So I would go ahead, join the maintenance group. I won't tell nobody. The no BS police will not come after you. I promise you. I promise you. Really, anybody that's like 10 pounds away from goal within that, I would go ahead and join the maintenance, whatever. But anyway, go over there, and at the very top, you'll see like under pinned, there are videos that Lizzie's been doing over the last little bit, and she's been testing out the material for this new maintenance course, and now she's going to start writing it because she wanted to see like what questions people asked and what they kind of wanted to be deeper on. I would go do that. I would do that. Yeah, no police, Rhonda, will come and get you. You're good. I promise. Yeah, will Kathy have her nervous system calls along with the tapping? 100% she will, Donna. She will. We're gonna work Kathy like a dog, honey. We're not gonna let her, whatever. Will there be a new relationship with alcohol course written or adding references to emotional drinking to other courses? You know what? We are thinking about that, Anonymous. It's like you read our minds. Oh, Dorena. I just got diagnosis of osteoporosis and I'm just mad. Girl, I was mad too when they told me now I was 50 years old. Osteoporosis, my foot. Once you've been a member more than 30 days, you go under community and Facebook, and then you'll find the link of how to join all of the maintenance things. I think you have to register for maintenance in order to join the maintenance group, but go ahead, don't tell nobody. I won't tell nobody. If you don't tell nobody, I won't tell nobody. There's that. You'd be all right. We'll send you a link once you register for maintenance. I would just go over there and just register for it's fine. It's totally fine. If you're getting that close, you close. I want you in there. I eat well 80 to 90 percent of the time. I lift once a week and walk daily. I drink the water and get the sleep. I don't smoke or drink. I have about 40 pounds to lose. I feel like it's all just piling up on. Ticks me off. How do I deal with the feelings? I know eating won't fix the fit. No, it won't. Listen, I was mad too for a minute, right? And then I got into these questions like, what do I need to do now? How am I going to turn this around? Because you can get better, Dorena. You can increase your whatever with weight-bearing exercises, extra vitamins and whatnot, and I'm protein forward, increase your protein. Because getting mad about it ain't going to fix it. We got to get to business. We got to get down to business, Dorena. Like I got down to business. I'm gonna get my next bone scan. I've had it for 2 years, and I can get my next bone scan this fall or January, I think. I think it's got to be January. And I'm gonna see what's going on. And then once I, because I'll be in this mess for 2 years, and then whenever I get my next set of results, it's gonna affect how I move forward. If the medicine, I take shots every 6 months, that Prolia, I like whatever, I take those shots. I did the pills. Had a bad reaction to them pills. And I was just mad. I was really, really mad. And I let myself be mad. And then I turned around and said, what's next? What am I gonna do now? Same thing that happened whenever I joined No BS. Or whenever I found Corinne, I couldn't join for 3 months. I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides. I was a borderline diabetic. And I had to say, what am I going to do now? What do I do to get out of this mess? That's what you have to do. And then the whys are really good. You've got a great why now. You just were handed a good why. Turn around your osteoporosis, increase your bone strength. I can promise. Getting pissed about it ain't gonna do a thing. It ain't gonna do a thing. But you get to be mad. I got to be mad. I was mad for a couple of weeks. I was really mad. All right, y'all. We have gone 10 minutes over. Let's see. We did have a camp on Future Self, if anybody went to that. Oh, Zoom user, my DEXA scan improved. I lift weights with a trainer. I'm 72. Girl. Oh, good. Caitlin said she joined. Maybe you don't have to join it. How do I find the Exercisers No BS group on Facebook? After you've been here for 30 days, you can go onto the website under community, Facebook, and then all of those, they'll all open up for you. You'll see the link to join and all the things. So that's how you do it. That's how you do it. All of them are over there. Well, thank y'all. If I did not get to your question, either email it to me or take it to Ask Coaches. So, because I went 10 minutes over, y'all. I went from halfway through not having any questions, and then I couldn't answer them all. So, anyway, all right, y'all have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you later. Bye, y'all.